This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, yeah. I like to laugh, yeah. I like to meet people who can make me laugh, yeah. I like having fun, yes, I like it to laugh, yeah. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning! Good morning!
Is your levels okay? Are you getting that glass your head out?
No, okay, good. But I'm not hearing you, I'm just hearing the music.
Oh. Good morning, everybody. Not hearing my voice?
Good morning.
Now I'm hearing it a little bit.
Okay.
Good morning,
Someone
everybody.
Streaming?
That's better.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here.
Well, someone's stream is playing today.
Someone's stream is playing? You're kidding me. Not Doug again. What's going on? Doug? This happens. What happens? My guest in the on the couch, back on the couch. Is Andy
Richter.
Richter, there it is.
Richter. A lot of people say Richter.
Richter, no.
I have to say Richter so people know what it is.
How's Andy coming? I feel like you could be a little closer to your mic.
Sure, sure.
I don't know. Talk to me, guys. Talk to me, sound department.
Ooh, is that better?
I love that. I love you on the mic. Just think of you.
There you go.
Think of you as being on NPR.
AMSR. Or is it ASMR? I can't remember.
So, Doug, are you playing the show? Did we resolve that?
It's not still going.
Something's
it?
Going. My, there he goes.
I'm muted.
Well, we are back.
It was some horrible cacophony of
that was Matt.
Music and noise.
All Blame right. Matt. Everybody just
me.
Chill out.
Oh, Andy.
Shut the fuck up.
Theo Balcom. Andy.
Wait, what was that?
Theo Balcom. Andy Mills. Lisa Tobin.
This is the best.
Rachel Questor. Lindsay Garrison. Annie Brown, Claire Tennisketter.
Shut the fuck up!
Okay. All right, let's get the show started. Andy Richter is here for the entire show. I don't know if you know that.
How long does the show go? Six
it's a
hours?
6 hour show.
Six
yeah,
hours? Yeah, that's fine.
It's our
that's
telethon. Fine. Thank you for coming in.
I'm happy to be here. I was glad to be here. I got here a little early. I parked down the road.
Don't reveal where I live, please.
I don't.
Many enemies.
I don't. This is one of the nicer parts of Brentwood.
Rancho Cucamonga.
But no, I parked down the road and I talked to my therapist. I do phone therapy and,
nice.
That's
a good thing to do before our show.
Yeah. And I saw a woman hauling a vacuum cleaner into this house.
Into my house.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to go upstairs and there's going to be some nice, freshly vacuumed rugs.
We clean the house before our special guests arrive. We get it fully cleaned.
Yeah, and then have me come to the garage.
My wife was asking me because our vacuum needs service.
Uh huh.
It's one of those Dysons.
Yeah.
We've had it for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, we keep having to bring. I can't believe we're talking about like bringing in a vacuum for service to get fixed. And she's like, should we get a new one? And I don't know the answer. I think maybe you get Dyson should last you for 20
yeah,
years.
But it depends on what's wrong with it. And because the Dyson, I mean, this is forget being on television. This is where I live.
Yeah, yeah.
Domestic minutiae
yeah.
is my
so
life.
So guide me.
Yeah.
And we could guide our audience if they want to have questions for domestic minutiae.
Tim, what's your Andy? Dyson sucking?
2F, like 25,000 PSI or something?
No, I mean, like, what kind of stuff is getting in there? Dander?
We got a dog, sucking. Right?
You know what I mean?
What do you think
dog.
It's sucking? Balls?
Well, that could be the problem, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Cheeto,
right through my
Cheeto's
zipper.
Laying around?
No, but it's the Dysons. One of the problems with the Dysons is that they are like largely plastic.
Yeah.
They're their own thing. There's not like a lot of parts to them.
And they're very heavy.
And when they break, they break. And then it's kind of, it's that, you know, it's that thing that like old men complain about.
Right.
Like nothing gets fixed. It's all disposable. And it's like, yeah, it is.
I like that. Like I used to know a guy that had a BMW and he was always bitching. Hey, this thing's always, I always have to take this thing in and it's expensive and. You got a BMW, he's expecting it to just be a perfect
car.
Right,
right, right.
I paid, you know what I paid for this thing?
Yeah.
Tim, it's a BMW.
A BM. Okay, Doug, thank you.
Gotta write that down.
Listen, we got so much to get through. Let me just say, Andy, I don't know how much you know about this show. It's you could get a vibe from it. It's a morning zoo. Ooh,
I get it.
You get it.
The smell, the zoo part is definitely from the smell.
I didn't realize it smelled in here. Is that shoes?
No, a strong urine. kind of nursing homey.
That checks
the,
out.
The guys were urinating outside this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
It's a long, I had to pee and I used the bathroom. But
what's
it was
your number of urinations a day at this point in your life?
Gosh, probably four or five maybe.
That's it?
I think so. I mean, I do get up in the night and pee.
Yeah.
But it's not like a prostate thing. It's just because, you know.
Because you got to pee.
Yeah, I got to pee. I wake up, I got a full bladder, I got to go take a leak.
I pee on the hour.
Really?
Yeah. Every
Are you like a conscientious hydrator?
I've been trying to lose a little weight, so yeah. I have been like pounding water.
Well, you know when you lose weight, you pee a lot more because that's how the weight leaves you.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's the news, folks.
Is that true? Is that true? The fat converts to liquid?
It does. It's you lose the water weight first. For my many times, for my yo-yoing, I can tell you about the ride down and the slow climb up.
It is depressing for me.
Slow ride down and the steep ride up.
I've been like going back and people have seen me. I yo-yo to some degree too, and it's depressing. Now I've got it all figured out, but it's been like 15 years of kind of trying and failing.
I lost like 40 pounds and then the fucking COVID hit. And I just, for some reason, my fucking child mind was like, I guess all rules are suspended.
Right.
Like, I guess you can eat whatever you want now. Yeah, and it's like, you know.
Why did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
40 pounds comes back on and, you know, another 10
catches
on with it.
Well, I think you should just give up. Be who you are.
It's, yeah, but, yeah, there's a certain extent of that and, you know, and this sort of, you know, embracing your fatness. But it's kind of like the whole notion of embracing your fatness is great. And it's great to love yourself.
It's kind of a new thing.
It's great to love yourself, but you also have to really do remember, it's not good for you.
No.
And it is not good for you.
No. And a doctor said to me that stuck with me, hopefully it'll help stick with me, but it was that, like, if you go to the grocery store and you see, like, the 85-year-old guy that's kind of fit and walking around and getting...
Yeah, yeah.
And then you see the other 85-year-old guy and he's all fucked up and he's got all kinds of pain.
Yeah.
That's not who you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's eventually coming unless you go early.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to either be a comfortable, healthy, happy, older person or you're going to be living in pain and misery.
Right.
Physically.
Right. You'll always have the mental.
Yeah, you always be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to get worse and worse the older you get. The mental shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're out. The anhedonia doesn't leave you. The inability to enjoy things.
No.
Yeah, that's always.
Well, then you're going to get more and more angry at the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be less and less in touch with whatever is popular.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be looking at the Met Gala.
It's one of the.
What are you going to be doing? Looking at the Met Gala in 2030, going like, "Oh, cool! I guess this is still going on." What?
She's wearing a bird cage.
Boy, oh boy! It's going to be one of them shows, gang. Strap in. You know what's weird too is I'm really loud,
so I feel like I'm extra nuts.
Is it a terrible show so far?
It's your own mix.
I don't know. I've done most of the talking, so it must be good.
Let's see, Matt. Should we? I just want to say a couple things before the show begins. It's 10 minutes in already, but the show We celebrated last week the Offies, which is our own little awards ceremony.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
A lot of this is an Offie. This is now an Offie award-winning program. Office Hours Live. I want to. We also.
That's like jerking off and giving yourself a world's best lover statue.
Well, I do want to acknowledge this. We also happen to have a podcast, a recap podcast that these fans do.
Oh.
These fans of this show sit around.
And recap
and
this?
Talk about this show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Talk about, you know, poking through a turd looking for corn.
Hey. You just made some enemies.
Wait a minute.
In this room and out there in
Zing.
The audience.
Zing.
No, it is hard to listen to, but I don't listen to it.
I think we made it since we had a
But
recap
Tom Sharpling
show.
Was on.
Yeah, exactly. You made it.
You've made it when you have someone having a whole other side
right,
show.
Right, exactly. And it's hosted by Chris Hardwick, I understand.
That's the weird
I like that their show's longer than ours.
Wow. Is it really? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, here's what happened. Tom Sharpling won for best episode he was on.
Yeah.
And he called in to accept. And the guys on the recap podcast, I guess, when he was on originally, didn't like him or they were just unfamiliar with him as a guest.
Oh, I see.
And so Sharpling called them out in his acceptance speech, saying he's accepting it for them and that hopefully he can win them over. And he made a whole big deal about these guys. And then I said, well, fuck those guys if they don't like Tom Sharpling, right?
Right, right.
And then that became the subject of the wrap-up show for the Offies, was them talking about us acknowledging them. So
right, right.
I just want to say,
telling them to fuck off on Sharpling's behalf. Yeah. Yeah.
But they made this good point that, like, we shouldn't get upset if we're critical of them. I mean, if they're critical of us, because that's what we do here is we goof. We're critical people. What else would this show be if we're not kind of razzing people? And
you don't get into comedy to talk about what's right with the world.
That is such a profound point.
Thank you.
I always say, comedy.
I told you.
Comedy is pain. Comedy is the fundamental, the essence of comedy is like falling down.
Yeah.
And thinking that's funny. Not, not feeling bad for that person, but laughing at them for falling down. Or laughing at
Way
yourself.
Way to go, stupid. Look at me. I'm standing up. You're on the ground.
Anyways, I wanted to acknowledge them and say, they know that when I do that, when I flip them the bird, it's out of love. That's what my dad used to do. You know, he flipped me the bird.
Fuck you. Good night. I love you. You fucking idiot.
But so that's that. And I do agree with them, by the way. I don't listen to the show every week.
The recap show?
I don't listen to the recap show, but they did have good points about the nomination process and the way we gathered. There were some big blind spots when it came to best this and best that. It was a mess. And I blame our producer, Matt, unfortunately.
Oh, thank you. Way to go.
But anyways, I'm high as a kite. I did a lot of mushrooms this morning.
Really?
I've never done one before. A lot, like a pound.
Wow.
Half a pound.
Fun whatever. Thursday morning thing
to
do.
Yeah, but an hour ago I did it. I'm just starting to go, whoa, what the hell?
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Nah.
For real?
No, I have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
all this talk of microdosing, yeah. I'm like, first of all, I'm too old. I don't know where to get anything anymore.
We could get you.
Oh, all right. Well, good.
We'll get you sorted.
By the time when I walk out that door,
we'll have a bag.
Just a big bag of mushrooms. No, but that sounds fantastic. Like them. I don't have time for a full on mushroom trip these days.
You don't
days.
Have time? Well, that's what we have to get into. What's going on? What are you doing?
No, I mean, I just like, you know, 8 hours of being being goofy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, I don't have time for that.
No.
I mean, it was just like when I was young and I used to do acid. Acid would be the thing where it was like laying in bed, still vibrating.
It's a 12-hour
and it's been 12
thing.
Or 13.
Yeah.
And you're just like, come on, I want to sleep. But microdosing sounds like, that sounds lovely. That sounds like just like have a little cup of happiness. You know?
Just a little toot of, of like, and people are saying now it's good for concentration. It's good for like things, you know, like it makes you more productive. I don't know. I haven't tried it.
A friend of mine wanted to, he was having trouble smoking cigarettes, chewing the gum and chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
Like just tobacco addiction. decided to focus it into a mushroom trip, and it worked.
Oh, really?
He did a mushroom trip just to, like, I'm going to do this and cleanse myself of nicotine addiction, and so far it's worked.
This show is dangerously veering into Joe Rogan territory. Oh, good. I just want to be aware of
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's be careful.
That's right. By the way, I have a... I have 16 vitamin D suppositories in my ass right now. COVID is like bouncing off of me.
This is like a low key flex.
There you go.
You can never be worn up.
Sorry, the boys are trying to get their drops going in, but it's hard because straight
white men are not allowed. Why does Vic get his own microphone thingy?
He brought it with him.
Jesus Christ.
He had a custom design.
When there's a guest in, we kind of have a day off. We
right, just like chill. Sit back. I'm like checking my email.
It's like when Andy was a sidekick when Norm MacDonald used to show up.
That's right. That's
Let's
right.
Let's talk about that for a
All
second.
All right.
I mean, we booked you weeks ago. So
yeah,
this wasn't some kind of
synergy. Yeah.
I mean, it is synergy.
Right,
I guess.
Right. But it wasn't intentional synergy.
No, it just happened to line up, you know, gratefully.
gratefully. Lucky for us.
Yeah. What a blessing. No, but I thought of you very quickly when I found the news. And,
yeah.
And, it hit me so hard.
I mean,
did you know you must?
I had no idea that he was sick.
Wow.
And I don't know of anybody that knew that he, I mean.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of the people that I talked to, Flanagan at Largo had some notion that he'd been sick.
He knows everything.
He knows everything.
He is the guy.
If he ever wrote
a memoir or something, it would be quite interesting.
Yeah, it would be, you know, it would be like the Encyclopedia Britannica of gossip. There would be multi-volumes.
He was the first to kind of pass the news that Bob was okay to me and to a couple of people.
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
he keeps in touch with everybody. He's like, just, you know, well, he was on the phone to, you know, pick big star, you know,
right.
chatting with. But I mean, but he's also just like the best person in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the guy, by the way, this is getting inside. This is the guy that runs Largo.
Yeah.
If you didn't say that.
And that was, and we did our final, I don't know how many months of shows there, which for me, I mean, aside from getting out of the house, just being able to hang with Flanny every day was.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about. Let's talk about Norm.
Okay.
Then we talk about that Largo because I was interested about what your if you generally enjoyed that little last.
Loved
chunk.
It. Loved it. Loved it. Was so much fun.
I was hoping to get something else, but whatever.
Oh no. All right, I hated it.
Seats
and
are kind of small. There.
I hate the Irish. Oh, the seats are awful.
Yeah.
And I sat in the audience kind of as a bit.
Yeah.
And I had like. They scrounged up like a couple of cushions for me just because it's like.
Yeah, you're sitting there for hours.
Yeah. Well, not that long, but it's like those seats are fucking.
They're tight.
Old and they're old, that old springy, you know, like probably like K-pop over, you know, 85-year-old springs.
I've sat in them many times.
Yeah.
Saw Randy Newman there do a solo show.
Wow.
Very special as you could see him in Newman head.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That would be fantastic.
But Norm.
Yes.
I mean, you must share, do you share Conan and Letterman saying he's just, like, when he's on, it's just
absolutely.
Like, great.
Absolutely.
I'm going to turn my brain off.
Yeah.
Because it's settled. The show's great.
But you can't really turn your brain off because it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Because he was drawn to problematic areas.
Right.
If there was controversy, if there was something that was uncomfortable, it's like, you know. I can't imagine taking Norm to a funeral, you know, like he just would have had, like, so I hear this guy, you know.
Right.
You know, I also hear he like, got caught once for jerking off in the Star, you know.
Right.
But so he was kind of drawn to that kind of thing. So it was kind of nerve wracking, but it was also exciting. I mean, honestly, I can't speak for Conan, but like, I don't give a shit if somebody.
Is offended.
Yeah, or says something that's like too racy or too uncomfortable or something, you know.
Well, it's on Norm. No one's like reflecting that on you.
Yeah, yeah.
I
did have, and I mean, I've talked about this a little bit, but like he had a running bit with me that I was like closeted gay.
Right, right.
And that, like, I wasn't crazy about that just because it's very old fashioned.
Yes.
And I just would feel like here we are all laughing about a joke where the point is this fella's queer.
And there's nowhere for you to go with that.
And there's nowhere for me to go with it. And also, it's like, if I was gay, I'd be gay. I don't know, you know, like, so what?
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, you know, when I think about, like, when I step off, when I go out into the hallway and look into the faces of the gay employees of this show.
Right.
And I think about the gay people in my family and my, that are dear loved ones, friends to me, watching this on TV, me sitting there kind of along with the point of you're gay is it's not fun, you know? And but he had that. That was part of his obstinance. Right. That was part of his being zeroing in on uncomfortable things that you're, you know, he was one of those people. If it was, you're not supposed to joke about this, he was going to joke about
it. It wasn't a point of view.
Yes. So you're not supposed to joke about being gay, but there's some things you're not supposed to joke about where it's like, well, yeah, that's worth kind of poking a hole in.
Right.
Then there's other ones that's like, well, you're not supposed to joke about, like, this fella's gay.
Yeah.
Because it's not really that funny anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It is funny or interesting to see, as like, the gay as a punchline is you know, it's very recently been kind of...
Yeah.
Like, you could look at, like, Daily Show episodes with Jon Stewart from probably...
Bits on the Conan show from the 90s that were kind of like, there was a lot of bits that kind of ended up being like...
Well, the essence of this joke is that it's funny or not.
Someone is gay. Yeah, yeah. Someone is gay and that's a riot because...
You wouldn't want to be that.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Yeah. You know,
It's cheap.
I would always liken it to, you know, like if somebody was going like, well, this one over here, he's a secret Jew. His closet was full of matzahs, you know, and you'd just be like, what does that mean? You know,
I did see this thing all I did the other day was watch Norm clips on YouTube and they were like one after the other, just brilliant.
So funny.
And clever and imaginative. And I saw this one, you know, when Larry King had his talk show that was on like whatever channel?
Yeah, it was on it. It was a Russian channel. It was a Russian owned channel. Yeah, yeah.
And he had some like friends of ours. I think Eric Andre did it.
I was on it.
You were on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't catch that one. It's on my DVR. I got to
listen. I don't worry about it. My publicist has done everything they can to squash it.
But the bit was, Larry was like, tell me something that people don't know about you, to Norm. And he goes, that I'm a closeted gay man.
Yeah.
You've seen this. And that was, it's on the line of what we're talking about here. But the essence, the genius of that little back and forth was that Larry King, who was kind of playing along, was like, well, what are you saying here, that you're gay? He's like, no, I'm not gay because I'm a closeted gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was that like crazy logic of like, how dare you say that?
Yeah.
You
know?
So that felt okay to me, but.
Well, if your point of view is that everything is kind of meaningless, which is, I think a little bit what was he had a nihilistic streak to him that was kind of like, as I said, he'd zero in. I mean, think about how many rape jokes he did.
Right.
You know, how many jokes he, you know, like just, I was watching clips about him and like I saw him use the phrase psychosexual predator like three times, you know, like thinking of funny bits to do. And if that's what you're going to do, it's going to get messy and it's going to get weird. But
he's not one of those like, you know,
not a hateful person.
Not to put like, I don't know, I can't think like, who's a truth teller comedian? Like a guy that would be kind of going on stage being like,
you know. We don't need to name it.
There's plenty of those.
Where it's like, it's less about being funny and more about being right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not coming from that perspective at all. He's just being absurd. What do you got? he's getting ready.
It's funny, John. Not allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways. I mean, the Carrot Top moment is like, this is going to be in like the television.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Hall of Fame, all time great.
And it was the part where he says chairman of the board, B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's a funny topper, but it's just the build of poor Courtney Thorne Smith who's trying to make a living and got a job in a Carrot Top movie. Yeah. And Norm, that was another thing about Norm, is that Norm had a real, like, you're either funny or you're not funny. And he wasn't afraid, you know, and what, well, I wasn't afraid. It's not like everyone's living in fear to say, like, that guy's not funny. It's like, it's like there's something for everyone, and who am I to be the judge, you know?
Yeah.
And, but he definitely, because I know, like, when he was on SNL, there were people that he did not think cut the mustard and would be open about it at meetings and stuff. And again, that's okay. That's what he wanted to be, and that's what he wanted to do. And it gets real nerve wracking to like be a part of it.
You know, so
so he's, you know, screwing Carrot Top, which is pretty fucking funny. But, yeah,
and kind of an easy target. Like at the time, I mean, even Conan was already like lobbing shots at Carrot Top.
Right.
But yeah, you could tell he was such a fan of comedy.
Yes.
In that last, I'm telling you guys, I'll make a playlist of my favorite Norm things on the internet. One of them is his last Letterman appearance.
Yeah.
Which is, I again, like, historically great to me. First of all, the set is amazing. Such a, like, a tight.
Yep.
Jokes are flying in, and like, but then he, you know, he sort of thanks Letterman. He breaks down.
Yeah.
And, but then it clicked that he says, like, Letterman was one of the first comedians he saw. And you can hear in his rhythms and everything that he's definitely influenced by Letterman.
Right.
His storytelling and his kind of folksy Midwestern
kind of laconic Canadian kind of And also this sort of front of deeply, deeply polite.
Yes.
And which is very Canadian. But also I think, you know, I think one of the reasons that there was a struggle in him about who's got it and who doesn't have it is because he was a fucking genius.
Right.
And he had been programmed, I think, probably through his whole life for this kind of like, don't toot your own horn, you know, be humble and kind of stuff. And yet he had this monster of talent inside him. And he was really, and it didn't make any sense, I'm sure, to him to be polite about the fact that he was a genius.
So
it's I'm going to kill. I'm going to destroy. You know?
I mean, there's that feeling of being like, he isn't for everybody.
Yep.
And because he's very specific and now there's a lot of lauding, but I think, you know, he was sort of not a main, I mean, he was sort of, you wouldn't call him like a people pleaser for everybody. So he must also be seeing people ascend.
Yes.
And being like, what the fuck?
Right.
You see what I'm doing over here?
Yeah. But that's like, I'm sure you've like known him too. Like there's so many people. Well, yeah. Actually, you know,
I'm
like,
just waiting. That's why I fucking threw it out there, Andy.
No, I mean, no, but you know, there's so many people. I mean, I've been on shows that didn't go well and that failed. And I have to tell myself, well, yeah, this isn't really for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's
niche.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, this is really good and I'm really proud of it, but it's not Friends.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, Big Bang Theory.
Which I look at, I mean, I don't want to put you in a box, but I look at all that stuff and it's not for me.
Like, the stuff that I did?
No, the big, Jesus Friends.
Christ.
How do you see your own pick your friends, things? Are they available on DVDs? Collection? No, but
honestly, I'm not sure. I think there's DVDs or something. You know,
the no, I'm saying like
I know
the
what
big
you mean.
Shows,
yeah, the big commercial things are not for me either.
Right.
You know, like I'm not spending a lot of time on CBS these days.
Thank God we have
which
baseball.
I shouldn't say because I'm looking for work. Yeesh. I mean, I would gladly be on CBS.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Okay. Just
get in the ground and go to sleep forever.
All right. Let's move the show along.
Should we get the city of the day?
We're not ending. You're not going anywhere.
I know. I know. No, it's just that was the answer to me getting in the ground sleeping forever was a bye-bye drop.
Maybe
bye
call bye. Your therapist back.
The pound of it.
I'm on such a Carson kick. I don't even want to talk about it. Did you ever meet? You must have met him.
I never met him.
No. Absolutely.
Do you like him?
I do. Well, you know what I've been doing? I'm sorry, guys, because I talk about this every week. And we even had James Urbaniak last week come in as Carson.
Who is like a historian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, on the Pluto app, I'm sorry, everybody, people are like, oh, fuck this again. But they just have the Johnny Carson show running constantly.
Oh, wow.
I just find it very relaxing.
It's yeah,
very,
yeah.
You know, centering to...
It was a very relaxing time to be on an hour and a half of just blabbing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I miss.
We'll be right back with more nothing from Gina Lola Brigida, you know.
Yeah. So, did you do anything last night? Well, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving?
Meandering. Yeah.
I like that, though. I like that pace. Anyways, what should we do, Matt? City of the day?
Yeah, let's do the city of the day.
And then should we say hello to somebody to pick the city of the day?
Well, of course, yeah.
Yes, let's do that.
We'll do that.
This is a call-in show, despite our first 30 minutes.
Do you want to switch too much? Tell me if I'm talking
at all. I don't, Matt. We have notes.
Do you want to switch the order and do the city before the read, or do you want to do the ad read first?
Oh, we have a sponsor.
City of the day. It looks like we're doing City of the Day.
We're doing City of the Day. But what I like to do is go
this. Hey, then that's the Chicago.
Okay, that.
That's anywhere USA.
Yeah, it could be.
That's.
Looks Midwestern too.
The giant bridge. City of the Day is brought to you by the Hannibal Lectern. These are.
I get it. Yeah. Believe me, I get it.
We don't have any real sponsors, believe me.
I understand. Not even like one of those like, you know, weed-infused coffees or anything. Anyway. Or Prevagen.
Yeah.
They won't have us.
Ass hair remover. The Hannibal Lectern. Do you ever get nervous when speaking in public? Do your hands get fidgety when talking to a large crowd? Not confident when giving a presentation? Well, you can throw all those problems in the trash with the Hannibal Lectern. Could have got rid of that sentence entirely. The Hannibal Lectern is a one-piece hand truck and lectern combination unit that will keep these fidgety hands and feet strapped in place so you'll look cool and confident on stage. Now when people listen to you speak, they won't be distracted by your dumb hands twirling a pen or shifting your weight side to side like some caged freak in a zoo. The Hannibal Lectern also comes with a hard shell mask that will hold your mouth in place.
Is that Don Johnson in the little graphic?
Oh, I don't see.
You don't see the little graphic.
No, can I see it over here?
Right there.
Don Johnson.
And it says Bose on the. It's like a sound canceling mask. I'm just saying this bit poses more questions than it answers.
Well, it says here, to answer that question, plus the Hannibal Lectern has a built-in Bose Bluetooth audio system, so people can hear what the hell you're talking about. All you need is a friend or a cop to roll you up to the mic.
I get it.
The Hannibal Lectern strapped down your body so your message can shine. Now, that was written by our friend Phil Braun.
Well, I redid
and then
his copy.
He Duck. Duck.
At the last minute.
Rewrote it.
I tightened
it
up.
Still a mess.
Phil, I'm warning you.
But I will tell you, we're not gonna do an autopsy on that one.
Let's not dwell on it.
But we do have one in the hopper that I'm very proud of.
Miriam, you're there for our actual city of the day.
Who's this, Miriam?
Miriam.
Miriam, like the dictionary.
Miriam. Miriam.
Miriam Webster. Hello, Miriam Webster.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Miriam. How are you?
How's it going?
I'd like to introduce you to my friend Andy Richter.
Hi there. I like your sword.
We see it. I mean, you don't need to do that. Okay, relax. Well, speak. Are you tongue-tied?
Well, am I doing the city of the day?
Yes, city of the day, please.
Is it Lynn, Massachusetts? Mm.
Lynn, Massachusetts? Is that what you said?
That's what she said.
Lynn, Massachusetts. Is that Lynn?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Lynn, Massachusetts.
It's on the beach.
Hmm.
I don't know that much about Lynn. I grew up in Lynn, but I don't have that many historical facts.
Great.
All right, should we get to Matthew E. Way?
Thank you so much.
Where do you live now? Where do you live now?
I live in Lynn.
You live in Lynn?
Yeah, I do.
But wait, you said you don't. You grew up there, but you don't know that much about. Is that just the thing? You don't know that much about it, but you still live there.
I just don't know that much about it.
We can find out and get you a brief.
Yeah. Take that sword out for a walk. You'll find some stuff out.
What about, you got a Dunkin' Donuts in town?
Plenty.
You can put some donuts on that sword.
Yeah.
Are you offended by my Dunkin' Donuts? You got a good place to get some chowder? Enjoy
yourself. Definitely. For sure.
Now, when you say the beach, I'm trying to picture that on the Massachusetts. How far are you away from Boston?
I'm like a half an hour north of Boston. Mm. So it's like there's a Nahant Beach, Lynn Beach, Swampscott, Marblehead.
So these beaches, the water is pretty chilly up there.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
For sure. Nice,
thank you very much.
Thank you so Marianne. Much for having me.
Fun, bye. Bye. Takes the D-bird away.
All right, Matthew. Thanks, Miriam. Matthew E. White should be here. Are you there, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Matthew, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
Hi, Matthew. Do you know about your hometown?
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, another beach.
Another beach.
Yep. Matthew has a new record out.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it this morning.
Huh?
And sometimes, you know, sometimes a guest might call and I'd bullshit him. I'd say, I mean, I'm sure you had to do this on the talk show all the time. This is great.
I do it every day in my life.
But this one, I was grooving to it. It was like such a fun. It's funky and it's fun. It's got all kinds of dance energy to it. I wasn't expecting that at all.
I love records.
So is that good news? Oh, he's muted now. What the hell?
Oh, no.
No, I think he's muted on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He must have accidentally muted.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great news. Glad you liked that.
I'm sure you're very stressed.
Yeah.
What's it called? K-Fay?
K-Bay.
K-Bay.
K-Bay. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a take two on that for the replay. Yeah. So K-Bay just came out.
Yeah. What's the significance of the name?
Yeah, where does that come from?
Well, it's from the name of my home studio, and I live on Kensington Avenue, so it's sort of like Kensington Bay.
It's like your Abbey Road.
It's like an homage to the beach that I grew up in, actually.
Like nice. I said, it's like Abbey Road.
Yeah, but beachy.
Yeah.
Yeah, beachy, yeah.
So... I don't want to talk about the record. People listen to it. Yeah, they'll fall in love with it or whatever, right? You don't want me to go on and...
Yeah.
We this isn't Song Exploder.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually don't have that much a problem with that.
But I do want to ask you, we're going to play a game with you.
Okay.
But first...
Like some of their songs.
Am I correct in saying that you went to high school with Sean Foyt?
Yes.
Now, do you know who Sean Foyt is?
I do not.
This guy's public enemy number one right now. Maybe not one, but what do we... Can we bring a picture of him up? Do we have some?
That's what I'm grabbing right now.
This is good.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm all good with this.
Yeah. Hello.
He's this young Christian country singer type guy, but he's like super right-wing, super Trump-affiliated... but where do you see him? He's like a surfer dude. Do you
have ashamed to admit
this headline kind of gives you the idea.
Oh, there he is.
He's trouble. He's like, yeah, I can't describe. Vic, who is he like? Who does he remind you of? Like,
I was thinking some of the like mega church like guys that are like hip.
Yeah, that like, know, hip like they're millennial. Like cool.
Right? No, I know.
Yeah.
I actually, I said this once. My cleaning person listens on FM radio in my kitchen when she cleans my house to one of these Christian modern stations, which I tweeted about because I just wanted to make fun of the music. And I mainly got stuff like, must be nice to have someone clean your house.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry.
As soon as you mentioned that. I'm you already old. Mentioned my cleaning person.
I know. So. No, but yours... seemed to be more of a work release, so it was probably a deal with the city. Well, it's not out of your own pocket.
Believe me, she's whereas up there mine, polishing the silver.
But anyway, I said this music, and they all sound the same.
Yeah,
and I think I said something. Like, it sounds like if Mumford and Sons was playing while Imagine Dragons held a gun to their head. Because it's so, like, it's just so generically uplifting and so like every single song, like from the first moment is like, oh my God, this is a, I'm at complete capacity for feeling something, you know?
Wait, so Matthew, what is your, what's your side of the Sean Foyt thing?
Okay. So, I went to a school called Atlantic Shores Christian School in Virginia Beach, and I went there for 4 years from 8th grade to 10th grade. Sean is a year younger than me. And we played basketball together, mainly is how I knew him.
Okay.
I didn't know anything. So the last time I saw Sean or anything was when I left the school in 10th grade. And I had not thought about him or, you know, anything until last summer.
That's a lot of hair.
A mutual friend just texted me and was like, Do you remember Sean Foyt? And I was like, yeah, of course. And they said, well, do you know what he's doing now? I was like, no, I have no fucking clue what he's doing now, of course. And they sent me all these links about, you know, kind of what he's been up to, doing, you know,
mega church stuff.
Yeah, kind of like very contrarian type behavior. And so that was that. And we can unpack that. But what was so funny, or funny to me about it, was that Sean was, I feel bad because I'm talking about like a 12-year-old kid here, but Sean.
Fuck that kid.
But Sean as a 12-year-old was like a despicably gleeful provocateur. He was a very petty contrarian back then.
Right.
And when we, you know, like, I don't know if y'all play pickup basketball or ever have, but so we played a lot of basketball together. And
played one-on-one.
You know, the whole spirit of it is that you don't call a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, that's just not the vibe, you know? And really my enduring memory of Sean Foyt is that he was an incessant foul caller, really prickly.
Of course.
Really prickly about the details. Just like in pickup games, wanted to shoot foul shots and all this bullshit that you don't, you know, that's not in the spirit of it. And it was just so, I mean, it was really funny when this thing that has ballooned into like a national story, it's like, yeah, that's him. I mean,
I think it's exactly true that,
how he was.
Like who you are when you're 12, it's very rare that you fundamentally change certain core elements of your personality.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I was going to say that there is a personality disorder that makes someone change a lot throughout their life.
Right, but
generally speaking,
yeah, there's certain things that the die has been cast.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, you just smell that this guy's. I got hip to him because I was reading this story or listening to a story from that QAnon Anonymous podcast. And they were talking about, I couldn't find any direct links, but there's some like loose affiliation between the Sean Foyts, I'll say the Sean Foyts of the world, sort of this like hipster, there's a lot of surfers in this community. There's a lot of like evangelical kind of millennial hipster type people out there. And one of them that kind of crossed through that is that guy in Santa Barbara that
murdered his wife and kids.
Murdered just his kids.
Oh, it was his kids.
Yeah, he just drove his kids down to Mexico and slaughtered them with a spear fishing spear. What is it?
Yeah. A spear. Yeah. Oh
my God. And I don't want to say Sean Foyt had anything to do with it, although I do want to say that. I don't have any evidence. But he does seem to swim in those waters. The Q conspiracy stuff, and that there are actual lizards and devils.
They have to. They're all like, you know, there's too much money in all those different streams.
And you got
to
keep ratcheting it up.
Yeah.
Anyways, Matthew, thank you for that little insight into this. I think he's very dangerous force that I'm trying to, I don't know, just his alignment with Trump and with the sort of right-wing evangelicals is going to cause, and he's there's something appealing to him, I think, to young people. Because of his stupid hair.
But he just wants to laugh and have fun.
Those guys usually are ticking time bombs. Like there's going to he's going to Foyt himself.
There'll be a Jim Baker incident
to
come out.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you want to play the Instagram game?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is, Matt decided that we would do a Beardo edition since you have a nice, beautiful beard there.
That's not a beardo beard.
I know.
Is that a regular? Have you had long hair for a long time, or is that like COVID?
Yeah.
Hair?
No, I've had it for since I left high school.
His promo shots have a very large.
Yeah, you kind of look like you have a bigger. You look like a Rick Rubin thing going on.
Yeah, it goes. It comes and goes a little bit.
Okay. Well, Matt flopped on this one.
Just it's like gotta Larry be. Elder. It's gotta be shitty in the summer though.
Matt eldered this one
when it's hot.
It's got a nice beard. Oh, look here. Look at this picture.
It's like shade.
Huge beard.
It's like shade. Yeah, you got your own shade all the time.
It takes me like
years. Oh, wow.
Look at this.
Oh, how long does that take? Because like my beard takes like years to get anywhere.
I could grow a beard for 6 years and still look like a rabbinical student.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody like John Lennon, though. You look at pictures. I've talked about this before, but if you look at the timeline from like when John Lennon doesn't have a beard to when he has that giant beard, it's like it's like 6 months.
Yep. Whoosh. Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So, but here's the Instagram game. We played this on the show before. It's a blast. Everybody loves it.
That's a lot of pressure.
We're gonna play this with Matthew. I believe we're playing with Matthew, Doug, just so we can get poor Doug and Vic into the show today. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys are okay.
It's my day off.
It's all right.
It's fine. I have some funny thoughts, but I'll save them to the end.
Smoldering resentment in that side of the room.
So Vic, Matthew, Vic, Matthew, Doug, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Doug, Vic, and the whole Mr.
Andy.
Richter.
Yeah.
We'll play this game, and here's how we're going to do it. It's Price is Right style. We'll start with Matthew. I'm going to tell you the artist. And then you have to tell me how many Instagram followers you think they have.
The price is wrong, bitch.
And I'll give you some information. I'll tell you what their bio says. I'll tell you if they're verified or not. And we'll get started. Now, it's Price is Right rules, so if you go over, you lose. You understand. The first person is someone I don't even... Oh, the first person I know. Okay, the account is... Mick Fleetwood and Friends. Mick Fleetwood and Friends is a verified account. Did we not do this one?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been on our list to use.
Official account. This is the bio. Official account for Mick Fleetwood and Friends. Celebrate the music of Peter Green and the early years of Fleetwood Mac.
What?
Oh, so it's not... Is it Mick Fleetwood? Or is it just like,
seems like a one-off kind
particular
of
fans of pre Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham?
Tim, do you know about that Green guy?
Peter Green?
He had some weird.
He was nuts.
He left in a weird, unceremonious way. The group or something.
Yes, that's correct.
What can you tell me about it?
I don't know. That's all I know.
Okay.
People go, you should listen to the early Fleetwood Mac, and I never connected with it. It's just like blues.
The only one I know is that, don't ask me what I think of you, or might not give the answer that you want me to.
Yeah, I mean, they got better with Nicks.
Absolutely.
And
oh, yeah.
They played on Werewolves in London. Your favorite.
Well, no, Mick and John McVie did.
See? That's Fleetwood Mick.
I like the Bob Welch era.
All right. Matthew, what is your guess?
Well, is it verified?
It is verified.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you said that. I'm going to guess 2,500.
2,500. Mm. Locking that in. Doug.
6K.
I'm going to do 7K.
Right. Andy, you've got sort of now you've seen the... The field.
It's a I do like a Price is Right thing and do 7,001?
You can do that. You can do that.
Do one. No, because I think it's going to be a little more. I think I'm going to say 10K.
10K. Matt, who took round one?
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, we had a dust up in the chat.
Oh, what happened?
Some fuck.
I don't want to know. Well,
who cares what they're talking about?
I'm sorry. What were the guesses?
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. We had two and a half.
2,500, 7,000.
2,500, 7,000.
10.
Yeah. What'd you say?
2,500.
7.
Matthew had 2,500.
Yeah.
Doug had
6.
6,000. Vic had
7. 7. And I said 10,000.
10K. Okay. Sorry, but someone was using a very bad word in the chat.
Ooh.
Racist. It was, weird.
That's fine.
All right. The winner is fans. Congratulations.
One of your fans in there. Yeah.
I love the racists. There's another drop for you.
This has never happened before. Matthew E. White is the winner of this round.
Oh, how many?
4,772.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Thanks, all right. Moving on. We've got John.
Wait, what did he get?
You should. I should have my phone on and just.
It was
add,
like four.
Put
was it?
One onto that. Right.
Wait, he went over. He went
there. You go. Well, we did this.
He was under.
This
wait, was Matthew.
The first time we did this.
Matt, 2.5.
2,500.
To four, and then you were six. So yeah.
God bless.
Right.
Oh.
You have to be. Is it,
I don't like
is it without going
system.
Over?
Yeah. Closest,
is
that closest?
You can't go over.
You can't go over.
It's price of right.
Yeah. So Doug, you went over. So you're just.
I think Doug was the one.
I know, but I still I don't like this style of ruling.
Noted.
We did this with, we had, Edgar Winter was one of the things.
Yeah, yeah.
And his was comically low. I think it was
is
under
1,000. Is he
alive? He is alive.
Wow.
And so we talked about it on the show. We did the game. And then, of course, everybody started following Edgar Winter on our show. But the comments were all like references to our show.
He's a big following now, bro.
Yeah, we've raised his, he still won't do our show, but. Wow. So John Petrucci? How do you say that, Matt?
Petrucci.
John Petrucci. Not familiar with him personally. He is the guitarist, producer, songwriter, lyricist, and a founding member of Dream Theater.
Right.
We know Dream Theater. New Dream Theater single, The Alien, is out now. This is a verified account. John Petrucci. Petrucci.
Wait, is Dream Theater an old band? Or am I thinking of Dream
Matthew,
Syndicate?
Do you 90s, know Dream Theater?
They're like instrumental.
Oh, let
yeah,
Matthew.
Like amazing.
Okay. I don't know anything about them. Okay, I don't know anything about them. But
we should have. He shouldn't go first every time. We got to rotate. The
oh yeah, should
first.
We rotate? Right. Doug's first.
I mean, I'll take the.
Or is it winner takes
all? Yeah,
we'll
go round robin. We'll
yeah,
go
since
round
Doug's
robin.
Such a stickler for the rules, let him fucking start.
Oh, you, Doug is more competitive.
Well, no,
than Michael
I'm helping
Jordan,
him because you don't want to go first.
Nobody's more competitive than Doug. You'll see. He's gonna.
No, I don't care about this game. I'll say 1,000.
Oh 1,000? Shit! See that stink that comes.
He's got a rabid cult following.
Not in the spirit.
I'm gonna say
Edgar Winter's coming. Is that from a show?
Edgar Winter's coming.
I'm gonna go 145,000.
145,000.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going. Whoa. Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah. Trying to change it up here.
You're online looking it up.
No.
It goes to Andy.
It goes to me. Gosh, I don't even. I'm going to say 700. Just 700, not 700,000. 700.
Okay.
Followers.
And now, Matthew, you get the pick of the litter.
1,001.
Oh, you son of a.
Oh, man.
Well,
I guess I didn't need to go that high.
That is a bit.
You were all way off. But Vic won because the count is 675,000.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Wow.
Friend of show, Mike Portnoy.
How many does that Foicht guy have?
Question. Foicht. Hey, he's from Philly. He's Foicht. Sean Foicht, he's probably... Let's find that out. We'll find that out. Get back to you. All right, last one.
281,000, Sean Foicht.
Wow, so the other guy has more than Sean Foicht.
John Petrucci is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
We should play some Sean Foicht music, too, to see if it aligns with Andy's sort of
I'd rather hear Petrucci.
Premise.
I'd rather fill my ears
Petrucci.
With Petrucci.
Dream Theater.
Friend of show Mike Portnoy was the original drummer.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Dream Theater.
So all right,
we're bandmates for a long time.
Here we go. This is, we now have a point for... Doug, and a point for Vic? Is that
no,
correct?
I didn't
point
get a
for
point.
Matthew, point for Vic.
Oh, point for, okay. So
I can't believe you're calling
probably
me
probably end up in a tie. Like, the odds are it's going to be some kind of tie. Or should we do head-to-head?
Oh, I see.
Now, here's what we'll do. We'll do one more, and then we'll do a head-to-head with the two.
If there's
get
a tie.
One more shot
at three
the,
winners.
At the glory. Yeah. Now, Vic goes
win.
First.
Yeah. Okay, Leland Sklar, friend of, love Leland Sklar here. Do you know who Leland Sklar is?
I don't.
We bring up a picture of Leland Sklar. I think you might recognize him. He's a longtime session bass player, played with like James Taylor and Phil Collins.
Really long hair?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, long beard. Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Leland Sklar.
He's fairly popular in COVID times. He started doing a YouTube channel where he would play along with all these songs and he'd talk and he'd tell stories and stuff. We love Leland Sklar.
Is he off the deep end?
There he is.
Yeah, I knew exactly who that was. Yeah.
Now you know his name.
Yep.
Leland Sklar is not verified, but his bio gives you the opportunity to go to cameo.com. Leland Sklar's beard is his cameo.
I'm going to go 3,500.
3,500. Well, since you said he's got a YouTube following, I'm going to go more. I'm going to say 12K.
All right. It's to you, Matthew.
I'm going to say 25K. Hmm.
Doug, it's your opportunity to get on the board.
Doug is sweating because it's pouring.
One
off
follower.
Wow.
Sorry, what was Vic's guess again?
35.
I was going to do 3,500 and 10.
No, he said 30.
Give me a little bit of a shot.
Vic, you said 3,500?
Yeah.
3,500.
I mean, said 12K.
The 3,510 probably would have won it.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
But I think
Matt,
one follower.
Who big won this winner round? Is Andy. Congrats.
Wow.
The real following is 24,900.
I was 50% wrong, but whatever.
All right, so we have three ties. So, Doug, you're...
You went over. Matt was actually closer, but you were over, so...
Doug, you're eliminated.
I didn't get to go last.
Oh, well, it's just the way it goes.
Jesus.
Let me just play just to play along.
No.
But I won't count.
No.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
The bonus round is maybe the most famous beard of all, Billy F. Gibbons.
Oh, he just died too, didn't he?
No, the other one died.
Oh, yeah, the other one died, right.
Yeah.
We don't know the other one's name.
Dusty Hill.
Dusty Hill.
Yeah.
Matt, were you saying that he died and they played a show the next night?
Yes, they already had it loaded up. They had like the like Charlie Watts, you know, like Stones are going on tour. 3 days later, Charlie Watts dead.
You know what our idea was for the Stones is get Paul and Ringo in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, the drummer and the bass player.
Right.
That's a super group.
Do these old bands have, like, understudies ready to come in whenever, like...
They must.
Somebody's...
What was that thing
die?
I heard
have,
about...
Like, a list of them?
U2. At some point, the height of U2, that there was, like, a whole underground version of the show. Like, they would be on stage... But underneath the stage was like all these other musicians that were doing stuff and playing.
Oh, like dubbing or you know, like they were faking. Oh wow, yeah. I never heard that.
It's probably not true.
Yeah, seems like a lot of trouble. when there's just tracks, you could just play to tracks.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But I did
get to hide them.
Maybe somebody can get into the weeds on that one because it is funny to imagine like a whole underworld of players that are playing to nobody.
Right.
So Billy F. Gibbons, as opposed to Billy D. Williams. Wait, Billy D. Yeah, Billy D. Williams, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Cult 45. Billy Gibbons, so it's down to Matthew, Andy, and Matt. I mean, and
Vic.
Thank you. And so, I believe Andy goes first, correct?
I'll go first.
Okay. And this is verified, and all we have info in the bio is official Instagram for Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top.
I'm going to say 185,000.
Okay. Goes to Matthew.
Can I just guess for fun?
No, not right now.
Yeah, you can.
After Matthew.
Have fun
after
in your
Vic.
Head, all silent.
After Vic, you can.
All silent like.
I'll write it down.
Yeah.
I'll be in the chat. I'll be in the YouTube chat. That's where the fun stuff's going on.
Matthew?
Yeah, all the racism.
I'm going to say 85,000.
That was me saying that stuff.
What was yours?
85,000.
85,000. So Andy has 185,000. Matthew E. White, whose new record is called K-Fob. What is it again?
K-Fab.
K-Bay, yeah. You got K-Bay, right.
Yeah.
K-Fab.
Which you can find on Apple and Spotify and everywhere.
Yeah.
Or buy the actual vinyl, huh? That's out in stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be the preferred.
From your local retailer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn corporatist.
Who knows where you can find a local retailer these days selling vinyl? Maybe Walmart.
Van outside of grade school, probably.
It's kind of gross. Vic?
I'm going to do one.
It's going low. All right, Doug, courtesy guess from you.
Two.
That's fun for him. That's what his idea of fun is. Like, it's a chance to fuck somebody over.
But it doesn't even count.
Whenever I play, somebody does that one more, and then I lose.
Okay. Just fucking for sport. Well, this one is so close, Andy. I'm sorry to say you busted by a very small margin. So Matthew is the winner with 85,000. Billy Gibbons has 183,000.
Ah, that's only 2K over.
You were very close.
All right.
Congrats, Matthew.
Well, that's all right because I screwed Matt on the one and he screwed me on the other. So.
That's why it's one of the great games. That's why they should cancel Jeopardy.
Right.
And get this game on the air.
Right, right.
ASAP. We can get, you know, we can offer an opportunity to Mike Richards. He's probably looking right. for something to do. You did Jeopardy.
I did.
You did well on Jeopardy.
I think I'm now currently the celebrity Jeopardy record holder. Wow. Yeah.
Are you just a trivia buff? A trivia nut?
I just have a lot of knowledge about things that I don't know why I have them. Just right. a lot of recall. And I also, you know, like I'm a crossword person and, you know, I'm also real smart.
Because that's what it is. That's what it's about, smarts.
Yeah.
It's about just being real smart, a genius.
Also, too, honestly, it is the pressure. If you can handle the pressure, and I'm on TV having to say stuff. So
it's not that big of a shift from sitting there and talking and then
it's very daunting for people.
I bet.
You know.
Matthew, we're gonna take a break. I wanna thank you for calling in. Matthew, of course, is I should full disclosure like they do on the CNN or whatever. You go, Matthew, are you owner of Space
Bomb? Founder.
Founder
and co-owner, yeah.
Well, Space Bomb has put out my last album, Fear of Death.
Oh, I get it.
I appreciate it. I have to say it, right?
One of them sweetheart deals. Yeah. I get it.
I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah. It's worth bringing up, I think.
You guys have been terrific with me, so thank you for all your support.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thanks for coming aboard.
All right. Matthew, take care. Andy, we're going to take a 5-minute break so we can all pee outside.
All right. Together?
Yeah. I'm going to get around.
Across the stream.
A trough.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in 5. If you're watching us live, we're going to be back live for all to see. If you're listening or watching in the future, you're a shit out of luck because you got to be a patron to continue watching. So go to patreon.com/officehourslive to sign up. It's already the most, they say it's the most successful patron in history.
This one?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. We're very excited about
it. It's probably going to really jump now, too, because people are going to be like, I got to hear
more of
this.
You
got to
get on board now. On the gravy train.
Right.
And get on the.
So many cliffhangers now that everyone doesn't like Doug.
Nobody. The complaints we get about Doug during game shows is. No, we don't. We love Doug and we love everybody.
I love seeing him out of focus over your shoulder. He looks like, you know, like it's like some sort of failed Desert Storm colonel.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Desert Storm over here.
Tim blocks me in his shot. You see how he's
doing right. This is the natural way I sit. I mean, and I'm also trying to engage with Andy. It's
true, of course.
The blocking is terrible.
It is tough.
But no, what are you going to do?
For me, too.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
All right. Like, I got to go back all the time.
We'll be back in 5, everybody. I'll take this hand up. We'll be back in 5. Thank you very much. And we'll get to your Zooms. Believe me, I understand. But you got to love having Mr. Richter here.
Thank you. I hope people are loving it.
A lot of fun to talk to.
I'm having a good time. I have nothing else.
Be back in a few.
This is Jolly Jolly by Buddy Buddy.
Oh. We'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory.
Hey folks, this is Casey Kasem. I hope you are enjoying Office Hours. Are you enjoying it? Okay, good. I wanted to let you know that if you're not a patron, you're missing out on a lot of show each week. Yep, that's right. Patreon members get a full bonus 60 minutes of some of the finest comedy in podcast form. Sign up now at patreon.com/officehourslive and you'll have instant access to all of the bonus shows like The Compound, Joel Hohen, Please Please Let It Be. You will also get producer Matt's new interview show along with mixtapes and more. Now, on the count of 3, head over to the show's Patreon page. Are you ready to sign up? Good. On with the countdown, let's count. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Time to sign up. Everybody flies and somebody battles, they're all zen, I'm going on the road.
bully, bully, bully.